The main focus of the president's address is going to be a review of the various sectors over the past year, looking at the achievements, giving clarity as to the projects, and going forward, looking at programs that are going to create more jobs for Ghanaians, looking at projects that are going to make Ghanaians much more comfortable, improve their quality of life in line with our agenda. Our, you know, the manifesto that we use for campaigning was an agenda for change, creating prosperity and equal opportunities for all. And I believe that those two things, jobs being created, improved standard or improved quality of living for Ghanaians, building on the restoration of the economy, building on the confidence that has been built into the economy with businesses that are taking off, economic indicators that are on course. And so I think that that is what is going to be. And we shouldn't disappoint Ghanaians as far as these areas are concerned.
The MP for our Central, Rashid Purple, said 1 year of the Akufo-Addo administration has been very disappointing, with security at its lowest ebb. He said the minority expects nothing from the president but honesty to admit his failures.
Let's hope that the Sunna is going to be very transparent. It will talk about the vigilante challenges, the general insecurity of the problems, killing of our police people, you know, people walking in the night and are afraid about what will happen to them, people's houses broken into by thieves, and broad day, just yesterday, broad day, so armed robber was all over, hurting people and shooting everywhere. Why are criminals so emboldened? It's because of the laxity in general security. So let's hope that it will capture all that and be able to present us the true picture of the nation.
A lawyer and governance expert, Professor Eugene Kwadwo-Mensah, said he'll be surprised if the president uses the address to tout dramatic turnaround in the economic fortunes of the country, considering the gloomy picture he painted in his first State of the Nation address. He said the president must admit some of the challenges and prefer solutions. Those were views of panelists on our current affairs program Focus, which discussed the president's State of the Nation address tomorrow.